You've probably seen the power of steam right in your own kitchen. Have you ever watched someone boiling water in a covered pot and the lid starts jumping up and down? In 1690, a French inventor by the name of Denis Papin created an engine design that used the power of steam. His invention was called the piston-in-cylinder engine, because it used steam to power a piston inside a cylinder. The steam underneath the piston would push it up, and the air pressure on the other side of the cylinder would push the piston down. Unfortunately, he was ahead of his time, and the invention didn't become popular. Although he would later work at inventing a submarine, a better way to preserve food, and a paddle boat, he never became rich or famous. In fact, historians don't even know when or where he died. The first major breakthrough in creating a practical steam engine was done by Thomas Newcomen in 1712. Using Papin's theories, he created a piston-in-cylinder system to pump water from mines and wells. The only problem was that this Newcomen engine had so many cylinders, pistons, valves, pipes, and joints that it frequently broke down. In fact, it was a broken Newcomen engine that inspired a young Scottish scientific instrument maker by the name of James Watt to create a new design. Watt's design of 1769 used only one-third the amount of steam that Newcomen's engine did. As a result, it broke down a lot less. That's why Watt usually gets the credit when people ask, who invented the steam engine? The only problem with Watt's engines was that they were all very large. That was fine if you wanted a steam engine that would stay put in a building. But what if you wanted a steam engine that could move about? Maybe perhaps one that could pull a railway train? This problem was solved by an inventor named Richard Trevithick, who used high-pressure steam to create a smaller, more powerful engine. Trevithick used his new engine to create the first locomotive in 1804. It successfully pulled 25 tons at a speed of 6 kilometers an hour, 3.75 miles per hour. The age of the railroad was born. By 1860, there were 20,000 miles, 32,000 kilometers of railway track in the U.S. alone.